We're going to be going over Alien Romulus.
This was the first time I was actually on, I was standing straight. I was like, what is happening? The way that they showed it too, it was just very like, oh, bro, it just gave me shivers.
I'm like, I'm like,
hey, bro, that's how you get knocked out. Like, bro, that's how you get knocked out.
That one got me, dude. If a facehugger latches onto me, you're leaving me there?
Yeah, 100%. No questions asked.
I hate when they make a sequel to a prequel to a spinoff. I feel like I've seen this a lot. I'm reading the same book in a different font.
Damn, bro. And I get a lot of people are saying, oh, it's just fan service. Boy, was I serviced, because it's...
And welcome back to the greatest show on earth. I'm Angel.
I'm Junior.
And today, we're going to be going over Alien Romulus.
Yes, sir. We'll be doing the spoilers free and the spoiler review. So make sure you guys stay to the very end, at least for the spoiler free, to let you know if you guys should go watch this movie in theaters, on streaming, at home. But let's get started with our letter grades. What did you think of the movie, or what'd you give it, Angel?
It's so funny because last night we went out and we watched the UFC fights. We could have pulled out the camera right then and there. We could have gone live.
Yeah.
We could have started reviewing it. Shout out to our bartender too.
Yeah, he was really into the movies. He was talking to us. He's like, he hasn't watched Alien Romulus yet, right?
No.
And then he's watched every other one. Yeah, he watched every like Twister and Deadpool. He like started naming these movies off.
Yeah.
And I was like, bro, do you want to be on the podcast? Oh, yes.
But we have an extra mic right now.
Yeah, man. He comped us our food too. So yeah. I really love meeting moviegoers in the wild. Like he was talking about 40. Yeah, like 4X or 40X? Yeah, 40X. He was really into it. I was like, damn, bro, people out here in the wild really love movies, but they're not just subscribed to us. That's crazy. That's
wild. Go back on topic. I give this movie a solid B.
Damn, I'm going to give it an A-.
A-.
Yeah, man. I really love the movie. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say this. I am a first time alien. Like, I lost my virginity to the Alien franchise today. Or, I guess.
A couple days ago.
And I really loved it. Maybe... I loved it because I'm a new viewer, but I think if this is the first time you're watching an alien movie, you should go watch this movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that in the end.
It's so funny that people don't realize how old this franchise is.
Yeah, bro. I didn't know either. Well, do you know when you do. 1979 is the first Alien franchise, bro. The first Alien movie in the 70s, bro.
And it's still out. And it spawned video games, spinoff series.
Bro, my parents weren't even teenagers at that point.
My dad was 10 years old.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, 9. So
it's wild, dude.
Crazy, bro. What are we doing?
Like, they grew up watching it, if you think about it.
Yeah, no. No, they're too young to watch that.
Nah.
They wouldn't let them. Your parents would be like...
El Diablo,
yeah. El Diablo. We do have the experts, though. Simina score, what do you think they gave it?
Oh, I saw it. They did not give it a good grade.
Yeah, B+.
B+,
which like, is... No, dude, I think it's very good for a horror movie. For horror, thriller, suspense, film, B+.
It's technically considered a sci-fi horror.
Yeah, but it's a horror film.
Yeah, the niche genre
falls. Yeah, man. I think it's good. For the tomato meter, the critics and the audience are pretty much on par. 81% for the critics and 86% for the audience. That's you guys. So I think it's a good movie. It seems, I wouldn't call it an average movie. I think it's above average for sure. I think those scores are all above average.
Yeah.
So it's a really good movie. We'll talk more about the pacing and all that in the spoilers, but we do have awards to give out because it's award season, baby.
We like giving awards out on Despot.
Yeah, man. We got some notable people on here who winning awards. Who do you give your MVP for Alien Romulus, the best character or actor?
Oh, that's hard.
Is it though?
I'm going to give it to Andy.
I'm going to give it to Andy as well. I really loved Andy. I'm not going to lie.
So as soon as I saw, like, when he first appeared on screen, I was like, I bet you he's an android. And sure enough, 5 minutes later, when he glitches out, I'm like...
An android. But then
That's actually, like, a really big plot twist in the first Aliens, the first original one, when they're...
Spoilers for the first Alien, if you haven't seen in the past 50 years.
When they're fighting the Xenomorph in the first Alien, they discover that one of them is an android, but they didn't know androids were a thing.
Oh, you know they brought back...
So it's like a huge twist where they're like, he's like, yeah, I'm an android and I'm a mole. This is my objective. Yeah.
Fun fact, a lot of people don't know about this. They brought back Ash from the first movie.
Yeah.
Ian Holmes, I believe the actor's name is. He died a couple years ago, like 2021. I just was reading up on it. They asked his family, like, hey, do you want, can we use his likeness? Can we use his image and all that? And they were like, yes, we would love that, because he felt like in the past 10 years, Hollywood like gave him the cold shoulder and he felt like he wasn't getting any roles or anything like that. So for him to be like, he would have loved to be brought back into the Alien franchise, because, you know, that's where he started. So I was really happy that that they brought him back for this movie. I don't think it's the same character. I think it's just
a lot of people didn't like the deep fake. Apparently they looked really bad, but
I thought that's what it was going for. Honestly, I knew it was an android and I knew it was a dead android, so like it not looking human.
I think it worked.
It worked. Yeah, for me it worked, especially because it was like a half. Like, I think that was really smart of them to do. Oh, man, is this a spoiler?
Yeah, it is. We'll get into it. But yes, our MVP is Andy. I think Andy, he hit it out of the ballpark.
The whole way. Even when he got, the whole way. We'll talk about it more.
Yeah.
For sure. We got an anti-MVP, the worst character in Aliens, Romulus.
Oh.
I already know who I'm going to give it to, bro. I'm going to give it to Bjorn.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Bjorn.
Bjorn? Bjorn?
I think the second way you pronounce it. Bjorn?
Bjorn?
Yeah. Yeah.
One of these. No, I was just like, why are you going to be mean to Andy for?
He's a robot, dude.
Yeah, I know. Come on, bro. What are you doing? Yeah. He can't fight back. Like, let him get up.
That's his programming. He's just, and he was just scummy. I was telling you, he was dating that one girl.
This, spoilers. Oh, yes.
And, what is a spoiler? Yeah, he's just scummy.
He's scummy. He's an asshole. He makes a lot of bad decisions, which is a trope in Alien, but still,
we're giving it to the character. Not the actor in this instance.
Because the actor's also scummy. Oh, yeah.
No,
I'm just...
No, he did a good job acting, which made me, hate him. But yeah, he did make some stupid decisions.
Yeah, do we have a horny on the timeline award? Playa. I was going to give it to the alien, but then I was like, maybe I'll give it to Bjorn.
If anything, I'd give it to Bjorn or Kay.
Who's
like,
Kay?
The girl, Isabel Merced.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the character.
The one that's pregnant?
Yeah.
Why her? I mean, we know why. I mean, we can't really, she's pregnant, but, does that make her horny? Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But do we blame the...
No, actually, I don't know. I don't think so. Not in this movie. If I'm being honest, I don't think there's a...
You don't think so? You don't think the pregnant girl's...
No, because she was already... It's like you said, she's already pregnant.
Yeah, no, but, when somebody's pregnant, it's pretty much announcing to the world, A, you had sex. you know?
But it was already established. It wasn't like she folded in the movie or something.
No, but she did fold at one point.
Who do you give it to?
Yeah, either Kay or Bjorn. Oh. Yeah, one of the two. You know, I'm surprised with all the teenagers in this movie, there wasn't more steamy, you know.
They're not even teenagers, though. Isabel Merced is 25, 26 years old.
Yeah, young adults. Young adults.
They're not teenagers. They were teenagers 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But maybe. We're past that.
We're past that. Right. We are going to the theater experience.
Well, real quick, I'm a little surprised you didn't give it to Kaylee Spaney, your MVP.
Oh, no.
I mean, we talked about this.
No, I mean...
We talked about... Oh, it's a spoiler. We're not going to get into it. We'll talk about it.
I liked Andy a lot better. Yeah, that's the only reason. I liked Andy a lot better. He carried the movie. In so many ways, he was the heart of the movie.
And soul.
Hey.
Without a soul.
Damn, bro. Spoiler. He's a robot.
My theater experience is good. My theater was actually kind of packed. I went with Billy here in town. The upper half of the theater was mostly packed. My last couple movies have been like that. It's weird.
Yeah, I mean, mine was half packed. I wouldn't call it the most packed theater I've seen, but it wasn't Borderlands.
You were surprised?
No, I mean, just because I didn't know how big the Alien franchise was, you know? But it does have a lot of spin-offs and other sequels and prequels and stuff like that.
We'll get into that timeline.
I did see a lot of people. I did go by myself. I did see a lot of people with the popcorn, with the face grabber. Face hugger on them. So that was cute. I was thinking about getting one for the podcast. But I was like, at this point, if I start getting them, I'm gonna have to get them for every movie, and I'm not made of money. And what would I do with them after the fact? You know, I don't have like a storage place to put them all.
This theater experience was a lot better than last week. No kids, just adults. My theater was actually a lot of older people. The fact that, you know, the Alien franchise is so old.
I was next to a guy that was also by himself. I was gonna ask him. I was like, hey man, you really love the Alien franchise? Opening night, I'm assuming you're a big fan, right? follow the podcast. Give this business card to one of your friends. No, I didn't do that. I'm shy. I'm a shy guy. I think about it and I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'm not as social as I think I am.
I would say it was a good theater experience. I like it.
Me too. Yeah, I'm enjoying. I mean, I've been going a lot more by myself, so it's been good to just watch the movie. I don't know if it's good or not, but
I mean, I went with Billy because he also wanted to watch this movie.
Yeah.
Otherwise, just, I was gonna go by myself too. But
damn, you asshole! We could have gone Thursday together. No, it's okay.
What's another thing we like to talk about on this pub?
The budget.
Money.
Dinero.
The dinero.
Okay, if you guys have a...
This is one of our favorite segments.
Yes, if you guys have a guess for the budget, please put in the comments below right now because I'm going to give my guess. $125 million?
Yeah.
Wow, no, maybe over. No, am I over?
You're way over. No, I mean, I don't know, way over, but yeah, you're over.
80?
Yeah,
80. 80 million? Okay. 80 million. Fuck, man.
So you're over by a 45.
Yeah, no, I was like, as soon as I said 125, I was like, this movie doesn't have as much, it's a very contained movie.
It was a lot of practical effects.
Yeah, but it's contained. Like yeah, I know they're in a spaceship, but like it's very like those sets, I'm sure it can be reused to be other rooms or stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still surprised 80 million is a lot just compared to like these other blockbusters.
You think so? I mean, there still is CGI and you know, there's still a lot of, I'm sure the Xenomorphs, expensive to design. And
no, it's just a person in a suit.
Is it?
Yeah, 100%. Oh. Unless they've gone totally CGI with it, but like it used to be a person.
It used to be, yeah. I don't know, actually.
I feel like it would make sense if it's like if it just maybe they'll CGI a little bit of it, you know, like cover the holes or like the but I feel,
like the seams and the, like wherever,
Or maybe it is a CGI.
I don't know. We'll look into it.
Yeah, we'll look into it for y'all. Because Not right now.
It was a lot of people were talking about the practical effects in this movie, so I just assumed that the suit was, I don't know,
practical.
Yeah, practical. Like Blue Beetle, like it was an actual
But they also CGI'd on top of it.
Yeah, on top of it.
You use both combined together.
The numbers though, surprising.
No, surprising bad or good?
Good.
That's good.
So as of this recording, the movie's at 40 million domestically, 60 million internationally.
Damn, people love it overseas.
I guess Alien's a big franchise overseas. So it's at 100 million right now worldwide.
Not bad. I think
it's already made its money back.
I think is it overseas they get less of that money.
Yeah, but still, like for you to make $100 million total,
like your first opening weekend,
they're probably like, thank God we kept the budget low.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's what a lot of these movies need to do. I don't understand the whole like $200 million, $300 million. I'm like, what if it fails?
But
what
Borderlands.
If it succeeds? Yeah, Borderlands, exactly, bro. I'm like, you could be dead on arrival. Even $80 million, I'm like, it's low risk.
I'll call it right now. I think it's gonna get a sequel.
Damn. Okay. Well, we'll talk about sequels in the spoilers. Do you think people should go watch this movie?
I think people should go watch this movie in theaters.
In theaters, yeah. In IMAX, Dolby. It's a good movie. I'm going to tell you guys right now, it's probably one of the best horror movies of the year. I will say that this is one of the best summer blockbuster seasons that we've had in a long time. And I think it's going to...
I'm throwing a flag on that one.
No, bro. You cannot throw a flag on this one.
Yeah.
Why?
Because you said one of the best. I would disagree.
Since COVID.
Because the first half of this summer was very lackluster.
No, it wasn't, bro. I have a couple still in my top 10 from the beginning of the summer.
I feel like even summer 22 was like when we first started. That whole summer was just nothing but bangers.
No, I know, but that also...
Because like, dude, look at it. The summer blockbuster started with Kong and Godzilla.
No, not this. It did.
Yeah, go ahead.
You're like... That's what I was thinking when you said that. When you said Kong, I was thinking of the other ape movie.
That was lackluster.
Yeah.
No,
Godzilla and Kong was a great movie.
No, we talked about it.
It was in my top 10 for a long time.
It was, but I don't think so.
But it started, which, I mean, okay.
It started, but it started with a whimper. We were expecting
huge. Okay.
And then Furiosa right after that.
It wasn't right after that. We had Fall Guy, which was a good movie. We had Planet of the Apes.
Fall Guy was good, but like numbers wise, it did not do good.
Bro. So
that's what we're talking about. It's like summer blockbusters. Like I wouldn't.
And then Bad Boys.
Yeah, that's when it like started picking up. I would say.
Well, we did say that when Bad Boys came out. We're like, now it's picking up.
Yeah,
and it picked up.
It's like you're forgetting all these things, man.
No, bro, I know.
Yeah, it's picking up. But there's a thing. Like, it's just picking up a little late. You know, like summer's almost over.
It is, and honestly, I don't think we have any big movies left.
No, maybe Reagan, but it's not gonna do.
Yeah, well, yeah, Reagan's, it's not a blockbuster.
No, you know, Reagan's gonna be the niche movie for like us.
Yeah, for Reaganomics.
Yeah,
we talk about.
I'm gonna that dress up as a water drop for that day.
No, you're not. Oh, because of trickle down. No. When we go Halloween as raindrops, what are you guys?
Trickle down.
Trickle down, baby. Trickle down.
Okay, we're getting off topic.
I mean, that brings us to the sponsor of today's video.
It does. Despop.
It's us, baby.
It's us. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, share this video with your friends and family. We say this all the time. We're going to keep saying it. We're never going to stop. We're also on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So if you guys don't like watching our videos on YouTube, if audio is your thing, make sure to give us 5 stars on there.
Yeah, man. You can listen to us while you're cleaning, the most important part, when you're at the gym, when you're driving home from any location. It's a good thing to have our voices. I know you guys miss Daniel too. Daniel will be here soon. I hope he's been on vacation and we miss him dearly. And I know he would have loved this movie. I know he would have loved it. Ends With Us too. Nah, you think Daniel would like...
Yeah, I think he'd have a good opinion on that.
Yeah. And Alien Romulus too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, we liked it, but sometimes the motherfucker just... I can never tell with him, bro. Sometimes we'll like a movie for, like, the stupidest reason.
Gran Turismo, I'm looking at you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But, yeah, bro. He loved Gran Turismo, huh?
Yeah, it was, like, top three movies.
Yeah, and sometimes he'll hate a movie just for, like, the most random reason. And I'm like, what the hell, man?
Yeah, make sure you guys follow us. We really do appreciate it.
Yeah. That does bring us to the spoiler zone. So this is the spoiler zone, so we might get into the ending pretty quick, because I will say the ending dragged a lot for me. I hate the was the worst part in this movie for me was the ending. Look, I get it, it's part of the trope, right? Like the alien trope, you think you've survived and then there's one last boss, final boss that you gotta confront, and I get it. I just, it could have ended right before that, or they could not have made it feel like it was over and just gone directly to that, you know?
Yeah.
Which, look, they didn't, right? I get it. They didn't, because obviously the girl puts that thing in her neck, and you know, if you're paying attention to a movie, that was a bad idea, yeah. Right?
Hour and 59 minutes.
Yeah.
So just under 2 hours.
Hour 40 would have been perfect.
Yeah. It's another thing what I talked about last week. I think these movies, like, there's so much they can trim.
Yeah, bro. I'm not saying...
I'm not talking, like, make the movie 30, 40 minutes shorter. Yeah. But, like, even if you make it, like, 10, 15 minutes shorter, that's
a big difference.
Big difference.
And I'm not saying because we have short attention spans, because I don't think we do. We've enjoyed long movies. Like, Oppenheimer was a great three-hour movie. There's another 2 hour 40... Oh, Dune? Part 2, another 3 hour movie.
But then on the other hand, like Killers of the Flower Moon, 3 hours, and that was
disappointing. For no reason, yeah.
For no reason.
For no reason.
So it is two-sided, like.
It is two-sided. I think you have to pick your poison, yeah. And if you're going to make it long, like maybe, I think Alien Romulus, maybe you could have dragged it out more, but you have to add more. Like, you have to add more oomph, you have to add more characters. Like, I would have loved to see character development from this movie, especially with everybody apart from the main character, because I feel like she was the only one that got real. Like if we got into Bjorn, Kay, and...
But that's also another trope with the Alien franchise where, like, nobody ever survives.
No, I get that.
It's always just the one or two that survive.
I don't care about them surviving. I care about the character development. Like, all we know about Bjorn, he's an asshole.
Yeah.
All we know about...
But the reason they don't do that is because they're just going to kill off the characters.
Yeah.
So they don't want people to get invested in
it. No, you have to. Because if you get invested in these characters, when they die, it means more.
Yeah.
It means a lot more.
It's been a thing since forever.
No, I know.
I told you last night, Sigourney Weaver is in the first four. She's the only character to... Like in the original, yeah, like trilogy,
I know,
to make it through, I was like, damn, dude, like, no one else, like, really,
really, come on, not even, you know. But like, look, I will say this, right? I'm a first time Alien viewer. I love this movie a lot, and I get a lot of people are saying, oh, it's just fan service. Boy, was I serviced, because it's
the thing with this movie that we talked about last night is like the tropes. I do like I've seen the original trilogy. And then I've seen Prometheus, but it's just like I feel like I've seen this a lot. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like I'm reading the same book in a different font.
Damn, bro. I mean, I get that. But
not to like crap, like not to shit on the movie or
not anything. To like say or the fan service is bad, yeah. Right? You're just saying that like it feels like they're just repeating the same old trope.
Yes, like rinse and repeat.
I'm not, look, there was a moment where it was forced, right? When Andy is taking down the last alien. And he's like, die, bitch. And like the bitch came out really forced.
No, it just came out unnatural.
Yeah, yeah, that's a natural force. Like, it just felt like he was just saying it.
It was out of character.
100% out of character. I was like, this doesn't sound like my boy Andy. Yeah. Like, my boy Andy would never swear like this. Not even to, like, save his best friend, you know? Yeah, he's a good boy. Like, which maybe, like, it's supposed to emphasize more the moment, but like for me, like,
there could have been different ways to emphasize the moment more.
Yeah, and like just the way he said it just felt unnatural. Like, I was like, who is this man? Yeah,
the timeline is really confusing. Like, I will say that.
What do you mean?
Like, this movie is a sequel, but at the same time, it's a prequel, and it's, you know, it's just
no, it's
I don't know if the next movie will be a direct sequel to this or it'll be way in the future.
Let's talk about the timeline, because a lot of people are confused by it. This is
I'm not confused by it, but like, it's just like, I hate when they make a sequel to a prequel to a spinoff.
No. So this is set. I've been wagging my finger the whole time, just cutting him off with my finger. This is set between Alien and Alien 2, which take part, which are like 64 years apart or whatever.
Yeah.
So after they defeated the first Xenomorph, I did my research. I might not have watched the movies, but I did my research. After they After Sigourney Weaver, pretty much took the Xenomorph and like shot it out into space or whatever. Yeah. You know, it's being the perfect being and all that. It cocooned itself. And then they were found by the ship that, you know, that they tried testing on it and all that. And then bam, it escapes. And you're like, and then it made all those facehuggers and all that, you know. But they pretty much destroyed the
ship. Research station.
Yeah, and all that. And then that's when they find
leads to the events of this
movie. Yeah, the one thing I really loved about this movie, man, it was grounded. Like, in the sense that we start on this planet of, like, a mining planet, right?
And mining colony, yeah.
They're a little corrupt because, like, the girl, like, she met her quota. She was ready to, like, leave forever. And then they're like, it looks like you got 5 more years. We actually upped the limits.
That's crazy. Just with a click of a button.
Yeah, dude. Bro. Like, at that point, like, in my head, I was like, okay, you met your quota. And do you have to go talk to these people? Can't you just, like, get on a thing and be like, I met my quota? And then they can't, you know? Like, I just, it's just crazy, bro. Like, I don't know. It's just,
it's very shady. It's very, very
But, like, what can you do? Like, you have no way off the planet, you know? Like, but that's what I really loved about the movie. It was grounded. It was, like, we set the stakes, right? And I wish all the characters got this development. But we start off with Andy and Rain. Yeah. Almost forgot her name. Hey, fun fact, though, that a lot of people don't know, because I saw a lot of people not talk about it. She's had 2 hit movies this year.
Yeah.
What's the actress name?
Kaylee Spaney.
Yeah, dude. She was...
I think I pronounced her last name right.
Surprisingly, I didn't recognize her off bat.
I don't know. Like,
did you?
Dude, off bat? That's my thing. Like, I recognize people. Like, I'm like, I saw that person in a commercial 7 years ago.
Yeah, I feel you. No, she was in Civil War, which was a great movie, bro. Yeah, dude. And it's pretty much, they're like together on the rankings for me pretty much. And I'm like, damn, imagine having like 2 hits back to back. I really hope she gets more opportunities. But I really love that it was grounded. It felt like they were really trapped the whole time. They're trapped on the planet. They're trapped on the spaceship. And she just feels trapped in life and trapped in so many moments, just mentally and physically. You know, it really put together the feelness of being trapped.
Another thing that I'm going to re-bring up. It's so funny because we kind of had like a mini review off camera last night.
Yeah.
So a lot of this is just like
rehashing.
How do you feel about the grotesqueness?
I know.
I know you don't do it too good.
No, look, the only reason he brings that up is because when we watched Nope, I really hated that one
scene. Turned away. My boy turned away. He closed his eyes.
No, but tell me, I know a lot of you guys did this too. If you guys did this, please tell me in the comments below, because when I watched Nope and I saw that scene of them being in the stomach, bro, that's just something that's like, I would never want to happen to me, you know? Just going through somebody's stomach alive.
Eating alive.
Yeah, it's just disgusting, bro. The way that they showed it too, it was just very like, oh bro, it just gave me shivers, right? But like, this movie didn't have a lot of grotesque things. Like the worst
one I would say was like not the, even the birth
the scene. the birth I was gonna say the birth scene, and watching the final alien was nasty. He looked disgusting. But what were we gonna...
No, well, since we're on that topic, I don't want to lose the train of thought. I think that I'm with you earlier where the ending dragged, but I do like the design of the last like hybrid alien.
It
gave me that feeling of queasiness.
Yeah.
Uneasiness.
Yeah. You know? It did its job. I didn't like the design because I felt queasy, and I think that's the purpose. And that's, I was like, you know what? I don't like this guy.
Yeah, it's like hard to look at.
Yeah. Like, I'm like if that thing was in the room with me right now,
I'd hold.
I'm like give it the 1-2, baby.
No, but I'm with you. It was hard to look at, which, you know, kudos to them.
Yeah, like, they did for doing job. That. They did a good job.
I think the worst one for me was the chest burster.
Oh, I mean, that was pretty
cool. When she goes back to the ship and she pulls out the x-ray wand, which is like a thing from all the movies. So she like runs it through her body and she sees
the xenomorph
in her chest.
Oh my God,
bro. 30 seconds later, ruptures her ribcage.
Look, bro, I know this movie is all about making bad decisions. Bad decisions after bad decisions after bad decisions. But like, it just pisses me off that they keep making bad decisions. We were talking about this last night. If we were in that room and that girl got a face hugger on her, I'm telling Angel, hey, bro.
It's over.
Cut our losses. We tried. Bjorn, I'm so sorry. Knock his ass out and then carry him to the ship, you know? Because we're not dealing with this shit, bro. I'm not dealing with... she's dead. I'm sorry. And especially after what he told me. He doesn't even have to tell me the part about him like...
Andy. We'll talk about that scene real quick. Okay, well, first of all, I thought they were dead. That scene when the cryo chambers start thawing.
Dude, I was so scared, bro. I was terrified. And
I saw the one and I was like, oh, it's one. And then like the camera pans out and it's like 50 of them. And I was like,
oh, we're fucked.
They're dead.
No, dude. When that happens and they run out of the room. And
well, not even when they run out. When the face huggers like go into the water.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're dead.
I really love that scene because I don't know if this has happened in the movies, but I think that's a very good trope of having something in the water and you can't see it, but you can like see the movement and you're like, oh shit, like that's a very scary like type of trope.
I thought Bjorn was going to die there.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to die in the movie. I was like, this is where he dies. Yeah. And it's going to be something like brutal.
Bro, no, I don't want to lose this train of thought, but one thing about this movie, it was very engaging. Like I was on the edge of my seat throughout the whole movie because it just kept like the suspense. You're like, what's going to happen? When they ran out of that room and all the facehuggers just started following them, I was like, how do they get out of this situation? Like how it's crazy, bro. I don't know. It's a very engaging movie.
No, it was 100%. And I think even if a movie is bad,
mm-hmm.
not saying that this one is, but just in general, I feel like even when a movie is bad but it's engaging, it still boosts my score a little, because I'd give movies points for that.
Dude, this was the first time I was actually on, like, I was standing straight. I was like, what is happening? Like I'm like worried for these characters, and the suspense just like really took over, especially that one scene when they're like trying to get out of that room with all the waters. Bro, yeah. Break that window, bro. There's so many bad decisions that I would do differently, like getting out of here. What other decisions did that make that was dumb? The girl putting... That was stupid as hell.
Well, we'll go back to the scene with the facehugger real quick.
Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Yeah. So when the facehugger latches onto Navarro, they're like... At first, they try taking it off. And then they see that it's tightening around her neck. They're like, it's choking her. And like, Andy's a cyborg, right? So he can like analyze her and everything. He's like, oh, it's not killing her. He's just matching her breathing pattern.
At that point, I'm like, hey, Andy, you don't got to say anything else. Let's get the fuck out.
He's like, if anything, he's like keeping her alive. But yeah,
but for
like,
what reason?
Yeah, it's like you said, it's like, keep. Yeah, damn, that's crazy.
Damn, bro. You can stop talking. Say less, actually. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Andy, new programming. Say less.
And then the movie ends. We're on the ship and we're going because we already have the criers. Like that, we got what we came for, bro. We have one loss. That's not bad. More than less than I expected.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I was expecting more losses because it's a creep. Oh, yes, but maybe you're expecting zero. But like, come on.
The fact that they stood around, like, dude, obviously they're trying to get that one face hugger off.
Yeah.
Dude, there's like 50 other ones, like, just on the other side of that room.
Yeah, bro. I'm like, hey, look, bro, we don't have options, Bjorn. I'm so sorry.
If a face hugger latches onto me, you're leaving me there?
Yeah, 100%. No questions asked. Bro, I'm so sorry. Honestly, I'll put you out if you want. Like, I'll, like, kill you while, you know, because
I feel like if you were to kill me, though, at that point, the face hugger has no reason to stay with me. So it would just...
Yeah, you're right. I guess I'm not killing you and I'm just getting the fuck out. And hopefully the alien doesn't track me down. That's a risk, though. That is a risk of us leaving the... But also, like, it's a baby, so it needs time to... I don't know. I think we can make it out.
They grow quick.
No, I know. I know they grow quick. But do you think we have time to get on the ship and get the fuck out?
I mean, you have a better chance if you leave him instead of trying to kill it or kill me.
Yeah.
Get me out of my misery.
I mean, I would kill you by killing... through the face. Through the face. Through the... But no, I'd be scared that it would be born. So I would just be like, hey, bro, good luck. Just like, hey, I'll name my kid after you, Angel. Get the fuck out.
Let's talk about jump scares.
Which one was your favorite jump scare from this movie?
So the one that got me the best was the first one.
With the Xenomorph coming out?
No.
Oh.
I wouldn't even call that one a jump scare because you saw that one coming.
When they're beating up Andy in the beginning?
No. When she goes to take the chip from the android.
Oh, and then the android just...
turns on and grabs her?
Yeah.
I'm like...
My seat, I was like, I'm like, hey, bro, that's how you get knocked out. Like, bro, that's how you get knocked out. No,
that one got me, dude. That one got me.
Yeah, bro. If that was me, I'm like knocked out. And the one that... No questions asked.
Billy said that got him was the last one when she...
Oh, that one got me too. I know exactly which one you're talking about. They're swinging from the rope or whatever. The rope,
and she lets the cargo go.
And I thought she was home free. And then out of nowhere, that motherfucker comes out of nowhere. And I'm have you seen...
And it's a close up of the face. So like...
That got, yeah, that scared me. Yeah. Have you seen... I forgot what the TV show is called. It's something with friends or something like that. It's the one with the characters look really like funny. I know you've seen it on TikTok. I've never seen the show. But one of the scenes... The guy scares him and he hits him. And I'm like, bro, I told you that was going to happen if you did it again.
I've seen it on
Smiling TikTok. Friends or something like
yeah.
that. But yeah, that's what that motherfucker pops like that. I'm like, fool, I told you, motherfucker. Don't play with me like that, bro. Don't play with me. That's what I would have done personally.
Yeah.
I know I people probably think I'm a really violent person because they're like, man, this motherfucker just resorts to violence every single time. And I'm like, bro, I'm like the least violent person like I know. Like the
mean peace was never enough.
Yeah, I'm like, guys, I've never hit anybody
I think the life. Jump scares were good, though. Like, they did their job.
They did their job. The last one got me, too. Yeah, I'm glad Billy. Like, oh,
shit. Especially because it's that close up and like I already didn't like looking at his face. So I was like, oh, no. Like, they just shoved it right there.
What? That reminds me of the meme from the Batman with the Penguin. He's like, oh, what is that? What is that? Yeah, that's like, stop, or whatever he says. What are you showing me?
Yeah, he's like, oh, get that away from me. Yeah.
What are you showing me? Yeah.
I liked it, all the grotesqueness, the jump scares. I think
it is a sci-fi horror movie, but this movie had a lot of good action sequences. What was your favorite action sequence from Alien Romulus?
Oh, easy. The gravity scene.
They did a great job with the gravity scene. And as soon as they brought it up in the beginning, I was like, this is how they're going to defeat the aliens. It's the gravity. Like, it's But Bjorn, though, dumbass, hurt his back on the first one. I'm like, bro, like...
Hurt his back and then hurt his leg.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I was like, man, get out of here.
You've been making bad choices after bad choices, bro. Stop.
He made horrible choices all movie.
Who do you think made the worst choice? Like out of everybody in the movie, who made the worst choice?
I think Navarro.
No, Kay.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Kay, why? Duh. The goo.
Was she there for the whole, like, hey, let's not use it? Or was she asleep or dead? Was she like, hey, like, well, let's just risk it. We won't give you this.
Oh, no, she wasn't there. You're right. She wasn't there.
Yeah, but like, then how would she know to...
Was she there? I can't remember.
Point is...
So I remember that whole scene. They get into the lab. Oh, Kay's not there because she had gotten captured the scene before.
Yes. And then they pull her out.
Yeah.
And all that. Yeah.
So in the Alien franchise, they call it the black goo.
Yeah, I know what it is.
The black goo is the whole thing where...
it's a DNA of the alien. It's like the perfect, like, whatever. Yeah.
Pretty much the android summarizes it. Rook, that's the android's name.
Mm-hmm.
The one that's torn in half. He's like, humans are fragile. Like, they were never meant for space travel. You know, like, they're always getting sick. They're just dying off.
It's bad.
So, like, we're trying to create, like, the perfect human. So, obviously, they started using, like, alien DNA, and they're trying to make hybrids and stuff. And, you know, we see it with the rat. That's another thing, dude. It's a trope in these movies where they watch this part of the film.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's fine. And then they turn around and like the rest of the... Like,
and then the rat explodes. Yeah, and the rat
explodes and it's like, dude, the rat's like, do you not see the cage? Like,
yeah, but it's good for the viewer because as soon as you see that, you're like, oh, shit, they're going to make a dumbass mistake again. Which at that point, that's a mistake I probably would do too because like, I don't know. I mean, first of all, I wouldn't just inject something in me. Even if I... maybe if I was dying...
But you don't even know what you're injecting. Dude, she had no idea what it was.
But like in your mind, you're dying. You have one last hope and somebody tells you there's like a 30% chance this might work.
I think that's kind of high. I think the percentage was way lower.
I guess I'm more scared of dying than anything. Like, I'm scared of death. I will admit that I'm scared of death. And if you told me there was a 1% chance, I'm like, okay. like, fuck it, bro.
Crazy. She took it and then that thing killed her.
Yeah.
I thought that thing was going to spare her.
Yeah, because it's a mom. Yeah. I thought so too, bro. That's where I thought that was going. I was like, she's going to survive.
I thought that like, he was going to recognize her as like his
mom,
his mother.
Yeah. I'm like, do the aliens not have mothers? Like, do they not care for like their person who gave birth? Like, what are we doing? Because I thought it was going to happen. She was going to come back and find him like protecting her. And she's like, oh, she's trying to, you know, get to her or something like that. So. Yeah.
I thought that's where I was going to.
Yeah.
But so. It wasn't.
Another action sequence I liked, since we're talking about action sequences, the elevator. I did love the elevator fight.
Yeah.
In the shaft or whatever. It was really cool the way that... And then when the alien just pops out, Rain was like, oh, shit.
It's so funny because like, I hated Bjorn's character so much that I was disappointed with his death.
No, I mean, it was a good death. He tried to kill it and he was like, oh, I can't kill it. And then gets stabbed right away.
No, he didn't get stabbed. It was just the acid that killed him.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
He got like stabbed, but not like mortally wounded.
Yeah, yeah, no, he did.
He get just acid. Like got stabbed and he fell back, and he was like under it, and like the acid just was dripping on him.
I like that death for him because he's an asshole. He deserves to be tortured. Not saying that anybody deserves to be tortured. I'm just saying it was good. I think it was a good death for him.
I think Tyler's death.
We haven't even talked about him.
I know, it's wild. He went back for his sister.
Who's his sister?
Kay.
Their sibling?
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
When she was pregnant, she was literally like, "Don't tell my brother."
Ah, yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Stupid. Yeah, he went back to save her, and he gets actually, like, stabbed all the way through. It's like, damn, dude, like...
He wasn't, like, he was, like, the second main character, but he didn't contribute a lot. Mm. Character development, character-wise, everything, he was just a bad... maybe I should have given him the anti-MVP just for, like, no... I think he is supposed to be, like, the second, you know?
Yeah.
And...
Bro was just there.
Yeah, he was just there. He wasn't really doing much. He didn't really contribute a lot to it, honestly. He didn't make bad decisions, but he didn't make good decisions, you know?
Yeah, because his death didn't hit.
Yeah, it didn't at all.
At all.
Another bad character. Honestly, let's rank the characters from your favorite to your least.
Favorite to my least?
Right, with like character development, with everything they did in the movie. What, even if they were like a horrible character in the movie, that gave you a reaction. Like just like stuff that like at least hit.
Andy, Kay.
Kay over Rain?
Yeah, Kay.
Why Kay?
Because Kay was pregnant and we, you know, like that was like a big part of it, I feel like.
Okay, okay.
Andy, Kay, Rain. Navarro?
Navarro over Bjorn.
Yeah.
Why? Bjorn's just an asshole, bro. Like, he really makes you, like, hate him.
Exactly. Like, he didn't progress. He was an asshole when he started. He was an asshole when he died.
Yeah, there's... I mean, you don't have to progress. His death... I don't know. I'd put Bjorn a lot higher. I heard your list, because after Bjorn, I'm assuming it's...
After Bjorn, it's the...
The other guy?
Yeah, Tyler.
Yeah. We don't say that bottom. Name on the podcast, but yeah.
He's bottom of the list.
Yeah, definitely bottom of the list. But yeah, no, I'd probably give it to Andy, Rain, Bjorn, Kay, Navarro, and then the person who's not going to be named.
Voldemort.
Yeah, Voldemort.
I will say this is a...
So where would you rank this in your Alien franchise ranking list?
All time?
All time, baby.
I have this movie at number 4.
No, there's no way.
With the Alien franchise.
Really? Yeah. What?
I have Alien, the original one, first. Prometheus.
Second. No.
I really like Prometheus. I told the bartender last night, remember?
Yeah, you really love it.
He's like, yeah, Prometheus is like a messed up movie, man. Like,
and then Alien Covenant comes right after that movie, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I got Alien, the first one, the original. And then I got Prometheus, and then Covenant, and then Romulus.
Damn. Do you think that's good? Like, do you think that puts Romulus up there in the upper echelon?
I think so, yeah. I mean...
I can't tell. How many movies are there in the list?
Movies total is going to be, let's see, 7.
Damn.
Okay. If you don't count the spinoffs.
Yeah.
Or the crossovers, not spinoffs.
So, you know.
Because the Alien versus Predator movies are.
I didn't know this. Crossover. I didn't know. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know this for the longest time. Let me know if you guys don't know this either. I want to see who are the casuals and who are the experts, because obviously we got a very big difference here on the podcast, which is good. We do have a. For this movie, I think it's really good that we have a casual and that we have somebody who's watched this franchise like completely pretty much. I thought the Alien versus Predator movies were part of the franchise. I thought Predator was like in the first movie. For some reason, I just thought he's always been a part of this, you know? Yeah. So when I watched Prey, I was like expecting Alien to be there somewhere, you know? Now that I kind of know, because I know Predator, it's with Arnold.
Yeah.
Schwarzenegger. I can't see
anything. Schwarzenegger.
Whatever, man. Potato, potato.
Yeah, it's with him.
Yeah. So I thought, at first, the longest time, I just thought that franchise was like...
You know what's crazy?
Together.
It's one of those like crossovers that actually worked.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Both of those movies are really popular.
It works so well that I thought it was part of the franchise. Like, I just thought it was just normal, you know? Yeah. Like Freddy versus Cougar? Freddy versus Jason. Yeah, I know. Freddy versus...
Freddy Krueger is his name.
No, bro. Trust me.
That's
I
like
know.
Saying Adolfo versus Herrera.
Don't give my full name out here, bro. What the hell? People are going to steal my identity. My government
name?
Yeah, never use my government name in public, please.
If there's another movie that you want to watch in the Alien franchise, I definitely recommend Prometheus.
I'll take a look at it. I will. Thank you for recommending that.
Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
He really carries that movie.
Well, for the viewers too, if you guys haven't watched that, we recommend it here on the podcast. Sequels. Or, yeah, sequels. I mean,
100%. At this point, I think 100%. I think the scores are good enough and the money's there already to where we get a sequel.
A sequel with different characters or a sequel?
I think a sequel at least with Kaylee Spaney.
Mm-hmm. Do you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah, she deserves it, bro. She's a great actress. I'm not even going to lie. And Andy, too. You know he's coming back. I mean, what? Do you think the sequel would be that there's still some goo left on there and then they bring it to that new planet and they fuck up the new planet with the alien?
I don't know, because the trope in the old ones, like the original trilogy, is that like she does the same thing. She kind of... She stows away in a cryo sleep, and the ship crash lands because there was an alien on, like a alien hidden on board.
But like 80 years it took it to like crash?
Yeah, because like, I don't know how like cryo sleep works.
Obviously. I know how it works. You're asleep.
You get stasis. Pretty much, I don't know. That's been the thing with the past movies. But
what's the actress name?
Kaylee Spaney.
Do you think Kaylee Spaney is going to be the new Sigourney Weaver?
I can see it.
Like four movies in, still alive, everybody else dying.
I can see it. I would not be surprised if she is.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be mad. I would not, because as a new viewer and as a new generation watching these, I really do think the new generation of alien
lovers. But now, like, movies are so different than before. Like, obviously, like, before Sigourney Weaver got four movies.
Mm-hmm.
If this, like, if the second one flops, they're cutting her off at the second one. that's just Hollywood now.
Reality of it.
Yeah, it's the reality of it. But she's definitely getting a sequel.
100%. So, I do want to explain the ending, because I didn't fully understand the ending. And I kind of want people, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that didn't get it either. So, you know, for them, the ending, when she puts Andy in the cryo sleep, I don't really understand what's happening there, because is she going to put herself in there too? Or is she just going to wait out the 9 years?
No, she's going to put herself in there too. I told you like the ship went, she put the ship on autopilot, which is, you know, huge gamble already.
It's a huge, I mean, you can put it on autopilot, but like have somebody like just watching the air, the space.
Maybe she'll wake up every couple of years.
You could do that too. I mean, yeah. But what is that going to do? So you're pretty much saying, let's say it's 9 years for the travel. 9 times 365 is almost 3,300 days, right? So you wake up one day out of the 3,300 days. Like, there's no point in doing that, because, well, you're going to wake up on the day that a meteor hits.
Well,
no.
If she wakes up, she's like, well, I'm still alive.
Well, yeah. And also you could probably like track like projectiles that are out there. Like, you know, like the way that we do it, like 10, 50, 60 years ahead or whatever. But like, if we're already doing that, she should already know like what's dangerous. Yeah.
I don't know, she's definitely taking a huge gamble for sure. Because that's her, like, that's how the movie ends, with her voice log. She's like going to cry and sleep, like, see what happens.
I would wake up once a year, maybe take 2 days to just do things,
yeah,
use the bathroom.
We'll see what happens in the sequel, if it picks up right after, or if it picks up
9 years after.
You know. All right, guys. Well, that was our review of Alien Romulus. Let us know down below in the comments. Are you going to watch this movie in theaters? Are you going to wait for it to come out in streaming? Or are you just skipping this movie out entirely? We'll see you guys next time.
Adios.